Galnet News Update, 24th of November, 3307. NMLA bombmaker Theta 7 has hijacked the Fire God megaship Sacrosanct and has diverted it from Maya to Madrid, where the hijacked Steel Majesty is also stationed. The Sacrosanct was commissioned in early August to take believers to meet their Fire God and to become one with this deity or to be turned into Thargoid angels. It was filmed a few days ago in Maya, whence it was due to fly on to the California Nebula. Instead, Theta 7, who is believed to have been masquerading as an adherent of the Order of the Fire God since the megaships were commissioned, has brought the megaship back to the bubble, to the site of one of the decisive battles between the Neo-Marlinists and forces working for the affiliated counter-terrorism unit. The megaship Steel Majesty was hijacked and taken to Madrid last week, so there are now two NMLA-controlled megaships in one system. Both have substantial numbers of hostages on board, although the crew of the Steel Majesty are more likely to put up a fight than the pacifist, fatalist, doom-mongers of the Fire God cult. Theta 7 is believed to have Thargoid enzyme explosives on the Sacrosanct, and there are concerns that he may attempt to destroy either one of the megaships or the main starport, Payne Scott City. The ruling Epsilon Phernasis Empire group says it will destroy any vessel seen to be travelling between the two megaships. Madrid could become the NMLA's last stand. There has been a long-standing problem regarding permit-locked systems. The problem is this. In order to gain access to a permit-locked system, pilots have to become allied with the faction that issues permits by performing missions and other helpful acts. But for those systems where the faction that issues the permit is only present in the system requiring the permit, pilots are unable to do any missions, and so they remain unable to become allied and can't get into the system. Panjabel and Tiliala are two systems that have been affected by this problem. Well, that's all changing now with the introduction of a network of so-called gatekeeper megaships. These megaships are stationed in neighbouring systems and will allow pilots to make contact with the permit-issuing faction and earn the system permit no matter what's going on politically and no matter whether the faction is otherwise only operating in the permit-locked system.